Yo, this is episode 45 of the Big Podcast. I am your host, He. And what we're going to talk about today, it's going to be a little bit, pretty much the same stuff we've been talking about. What's been going on as far as just the world with the social justice, social activism, whatever you want to call it. Update for me. I'm doing well. I'm doing well today. Day by day, you know what I'm saying? I'll let you guys know a little bit of good news at the end of the episode. But, you know, like I said before, if you got to take a break from social media, take a break. You know what I'm saying? I'm probably going to take, like, a big break this weekend because I want to be focused on getting back to work and, you know, doing what I have to do to keep bread in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? Because we still, like, bro, I understand that we fighting and stuff. But, you know what I'm saying? If you're on your own, you still got to make money. And, you know, I know some people may not be able to because they're not working. You know, some people's jobs haven't even opened up yet. I understand that. I'm not shaming nobody. But I'm saying, make sure you are in the right mind to do what you have to do. Because more likely than not, nobody's going to be able to help you. Nobody's going to want to help you. Because that's just how life goes. 120 people have been killed by police, murdered by police since George Floyd's death. Breonna Taylor's murderers still have not been convicted. People, there are lynchings, a lot of lynchings happening, alleged lynchings that are being called suicides. there's still a lot going on, bro. There's police officers that are literally like walking off the job because they feel like the city doesn't support them. Yeah, that sounds like gaslighting to me, but hey, whatever. It's a lot going on, bro. Rest in peace to the young lady that was kidnapped and killed. Said that she was raped. I unfortunately cannot pronounce that name, but you guys know what I'm talking about. This episode is going to be a little bit lighter. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to make you cry or make you depressed like all the last like three. But we still going to get our shit off. So, you know, strap up. Do what you got to do to get ready. And we'll get into the show. Let's go. Okay, I apologize, bro. This is probably going to take you for a surprise because this whole episode was recorded when I wasn't drunk. But I'm sorry. I'm upset about this situation. And I'm in pre-production, okay? I've been writing down the topics I'm going to talk about, but we're going to talk about this topic straight up. So, about the NBA coming back. I'll tell you guys how I felt about it from the jump. As you guys know, everything that has been going on has been affecting me mentally, right? And, like, as far as recording this podcast, as far as everything, bro, I went on Twitter yesterday when I first woke up and almost had, like, a full-on... I'm not going to say I almost had a full-on anxiety attack because, like, I was having an anxiety attack. Like, heart beating really fast, can't breathe, tried to smoke to, excuse me. I tried to smoke to get it off of me. Couldn't breathe while I was smoking a blunt. A lot of stuff going on, bro. But specifically, the bringing the NBA back situation. At first, and I'm going to be 100 with y'all, because the way I'm feeling, bro, this is all that I'm talking about, thinking about, looking at. Besides, you know, every now and then looking at Vlad, playing 2K. Other than that, this is all that I'm talking about or thinking about. So I told myself, like, yo,
Maybe give it a, about 24 hours, collaborate your ideas so that you can have a cohesive podcast and actually be entertaining. Because, even though I'm going through this situation, I don't want it to affect y'all, the listeners. But at the same time, bro, we have to grieve. We're literally getting killed. Last episode, I said, and I'm talking about last, like, official episode. I'm not talking about the bonus episodes. Last episode, I said that, if I'm not mistaken, that 27 people were killed since George Floyd was killed. That was not accurate. Because I know that 120 people, I know that 100 people haven't been killed since last episode. And there's been 120 murders from the police last episode. Now, I'm not saying black people. I'm saying 120 murders. Now, let's just get into it, bro. Because I feel like I can say it today better than I can say it tomorrow. And you guys probably aren't going to get this until the day after tomorrow. So, let's just get into it. I do not believe that any of this protesting is going to work. Now, a lot of people are going to hear me saying that, and they're going to immediately go to the name calling. You're going to call me a coon. You're going to say I like white women. You're going to say I love white people. All this ignorant shit that has nothing to do with the task at hand is going to come at me. And I honestly don't care. I'm probably going to say this on YouTube, but I'll say it on the podcast. You guys' opinions don't do anything to change my perspective. Unless, like, you legit are telling me something I didn't know, I'm going to take it in. And I'm going to thank you for that information. But other than that, you telling me, oh, you apologists, all this dumb shit doesn't matter. Because, number one, you obviously don't know me. For me, and I'm sorry that I keep coming back to this point, but it really bothers me. For people, for me to say one thing and people to take it a whole nother way, it bothers me because I touched on everything I needed to say when I officially made the statement. Again, we're going to touch on this just a little bit before we get into everything that's going on. And you know what? Fuck that. Fuck y'all, bro. If y'all think I want to be with white folk, if y'all think I got a white woman, y'all think that, bro. Think that. I don't give a fuck, bro. Like, you telling me, oh, I see a white woman's foot in the picture. Anybody that knows me knows my girlfriend isn't black, isn't white. Everybody knows my girlfriend isn't white, okay? So for you to think that and you to stand on that, you don't want to know the true facts about me. So I'm not going to apply any of my energy towards you because you won't even give your energy to learn the full facts. So let's talk about this protesting shit. The reason that I don't believe this shit is going to work is because I just learned last week that the protests with Martin Luther King, that they had colored pictures back then. But the fact that they filmed everything in black and white was a tactic that they used to make it seem like this shit was outdated or something like that. Did you know that? That the protests back in when Luther King was born or alive, they purposely made that shit in black and white. Because they wanted to make it seem like it was so long ago. But they had color pictures back then. I never knew that until last week. That's crazy. So this is I'm just gonna lay it out for y'all because this is my platform. This is what I use to express myself. So I'll let y'all know it. Number one, they already was trying to dissect this shit and try to make it seem like something that it wasn't back in the 1960s. For the simple fact that this shit was able to be pictured in color, but the only thing we've ever seen is black and white. Okay? So, look at this, y'all. The death happens. And let's not even talk about all of the deaths that happened before that. Like, everything came to a head. You know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all really, y'all motherfuckers that's telling us to stop protesting, stop looting, and I'm not going to say us because I didn't protest. I'm not going to protest because I'm making a personal financial decision. Hey, shame me if you want to. You're not going to change what I'm doing as a man. I apologize, but you can suck my dick because you're not going to pay my bills next month. All right? So, realize this, bro. They already was trying to put a certain picture into our head, right? I didn't know that. I remember, and this is kind of funny. I remember one time I told my dad, you don't show me the pictures of you because all your pictures is in black and white. And he did not like that. He didn't like that shit. But it's crazy. My dad was born in 1970, and he has pictures of himself as a child that aren't in black and white. Do any of y'all ever notice that? I don't think anybody ever caught that. It's something that's subtle that you won't really catch unless you're really in tune to what these crackers be trying to make you believe. So, boom. They already been trying to dissect the coming together of the Negro since back then. I don't have any quotes on this, but I know that some popular white president said back in the day that the greatest threat to America was the joining of the Negro. Okay? Now, if you guys don't understand what systematic racism is, and it's not that I'm calling you stupid, because I'm not that smart. I promise you I'm not that smart. But that's a problem. Okay? So, to the point that they try to depict the civil rights movement as such a long time ago, we really got to realize that most of our grandmothers and our aunties went through this shit. I have a grandmother that used to work at a library in Florida, and people used to tell my grandma, I'm not checking out with you because you a nigger. Like, this is verbatim from what my grandmother has told me. My auntie has told me that she was in school when Martin Luther King was doing this shit. She went through this shit. This isn't made up. This isn't something I pulled off the internet. No, this is something I pulled from my bloodline, okay? So, let's fast forward to 2020. If that shit was happening, and now we're doing the protests again, and now that we're finding videos of police being shown putting these bricks in our communities, and then on top of the fact, when I try to put that shit out to the public, Instagram tells me I'm putting out false information. When we all watching a video of these police taking the bricks out of the back of the truck and putting them onto the property that they was on. Instagram want to tell me they was cleaning up a road that was a safety hazard. Instagram. On top of the fact that we already know that Mark Zuckerberg, he went back on his word from what he said to Facebook employees, that they would never be controlled by politics or the media. And then when Donald Trump puts all this hateful rhetoric onto Facebook, he doesn't remove it. There's a connection between that. I'm not trying to say I'm important or nothing like that. But the fact that they tried to tell me that I was talking false information is crazy. And then there's a video, I don't know if you guys have seen it. I posted it on my YouTube of short period of time. That Martin Luther King wasn't killed by a gunshot. He may have eventually died from that gunshot, but the reason why he was killed, and this is what his lawyer said, and it's on recording. I didn't make this up. I didn't read it. No, I heard what the person said. And you can find this on YouTube still because it's under Creative Commons. So they said that they suffocated him with a pillow. And now Instagram is telling me, because I'm looking at another person's page, oh, this may be false information. Who the fuck? They talking about, oh, we got independent contractors out here trying to check about information. You saying you got crackers out here trying to verify information. Fuck that. So let me get back. I'm sorry. I just needed to say that. Let me get back to what's on task. So we do the protest, right? We say that, this is what we say. We come together as a people, whether it be on social media, whether it be in group text messages, whether it be in actual, like, group conversations. Fuck this. I'm done with this. This shit gotta change, right? We all come together saying, yo, we're not gonna do anything violent. We're gonna be peaceful. We want these people to hear what we have to say, right? So we plan the protest out. Be here by this time. We protesting. Fuck all of this. You get close to the protest. You see cops passing out bricks to people. Okay. So you start protesting, right? And maybe I'm just sick in the head. Maybe I've been too drunk to realize what's going on. But I've seen peaceful protests. 100% of the protests, peaceful. And then all of a sudden, these peaceful protesters start getting gas thrown on them. They start getting their ass whooped. They start getting beat with sticks. Why is that? Because a random threw a fucking Molotov cocktail into a business. People are saying that it's FBI agents doing this shit. People are saying it's off-duty police officers. People are saying that it's just regular white folk. Y'all don't think they have a coalition like we have a coalition? Y'all don't think just as we have a Black Lives Matter group chat, or a Stop the Violence group chat, or a Fuck Derek Chauvin group chat, that they have a Fuck George Floyd group chat? Y'all don't. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Y'all gotta understand, it's scholars that live by this code. And y'all have to understand that, number one, we're not getting killed because people are judging us from the tone of our skin. We're not getting killed because of that. We're getting killed because just by science, we are the original man. We are the original man, and we are greater. You can take that any way you want it. I don't give a fuck, homeboy, homegirl, whatever. We're the original man. And the only way to suppress the original man is to try to make the original man seem like a violent, ignorant, crazed species. So that killing this violent, ignorant, crazed species can seem okay. Y'all gotta see that when we did this, nothing changed. The police kept whooping people's asses. And this is a story that I heard specifically from a protester. Because I'm going to keep saying I didn't protest. And I'm going to keep saying I didn't do that. And I'm not going to worry about what you guys have to say about me. Because guess what? Like I said before when I said it, y'all niggas ain't paying my bills. The fuck? Motherfucker, I read some shit that these bail companies, babe. You know how there was all these organizations that was bailing people out when people were protesting? I've read something that these bail companies aren't even bailing everybody out. They're like keeping the money to themselves and making statements. Oh, we're going to do this, do this. Oh, we didn't ask for this money, but we're going to put it toward the No, nigga, put it toward the community. I want all of y'all to just stop saying shit to us. Stop saying shit. Oh, we're going to do this. We're going to defund the police and we're going to put it toward... How the fuck do you put $1 million towards police reform in the community? That sounds like some crackerish shit to me already. We're going to put $1 million towards... We're going to defund the police. And then we're going to put $1 million towards police reform. What the fuck? I don't know if y'all been in the hood, but I have never seen a police reform center. I've never seen, like, advocates for police brutality in the hood. So what organization are you lending this to? What system are you putting this money into? No, nigga. They're just saying shit. And they're putting fucking Black Lives Matter in fucking gardens and shit in important cities. No, fuck that. Don't tell me what you gonna contribute this shit to. No, send me a picture of you giving money to fucking Black folks. Send me a picture of you putting a fucking, if you writing a big ass check to a nigga. Oh, we writing this check to you because your family was targeted for the drug war. Oh, we writing a check to you because your family is still locked up for weed, even though this fucking city has legalized weed recreationally. Oh, we're giving a check to you because we shot your cousin last in 10 years ago and all of them cops got off because we didn't want it to come out in the public. Don't tell me that you're giving money to a community for police reform when there's no fucking organization in that community for police reform. The fuck? Talking about, oh, it seems like things are changing. I don't want it to seem like shit. Show me things are changing. So back to my point. We protesting, right? All of a sudden, it's crackers bringing bricks into the protests. It's left or right. I don't know what the fuck this shit is called. Anarchists. Whatever the fuck that shit is. Motherfuckers that throwing... That's starting the shit, getting shit pumped up. And you know why? So that they can have a reason to whoop our ass. This is exactly why I didn't fucking do shit. Because I said, you know what, bro? I have a guaranteed position starting on Monday, next Monday, right? Motherfucker, I could go out there and have a sign that says, stop killing us. A bitch could arrest me because they threw a gas tank into the fucking crowd and they could say I attacked them. Then I don't get out for 4 days. Now I got a charge on me. Now they gonna be like, oh, you did this and that in the third in Florida. We gonna keep you. Now my girl, she just alone, can't pay rent. Oh, yeah, I got bailed out, but y'all niggas don't got money for rent and lights and groceries and all of that. That's why I ain't do that. But back to what I'm saying, bro. All of this is systematic, bro. You guys have to understand, and I'm not saying this that some people don't know this, but I think certain people don't know this. When South Africa started the apartheid, they came to America to see how racism worked in America to control a certain population of people. If it wasn't for America, no apartheid would have happened because they wouldn't have learned these things from them. Okay? So, when you sit here and tell me all we need to do is protest and fuck the money up and do this, that, and the third, I don't believe that. Because from what I seen a motherfucker get shot by rubber bullets, even though these are supposed to be able to disperse crowds. I seen a motherfucker get shot by rubber bullets. And then I seen motherfuckers, they said, there's a signal that medical people give the police to let them know we're helping the people on this side. Oh, guess what? They shot them with rubber bullets as well. No, I seen this with my own eyes. Rest in peace to the young brother that just got killed, got murdered in Philadelphia. It just happened the other day. For no reason. Bro, it's so much shit set up in this world that the only way we gonna really make change and take over is by killing these motherfuckers, bro. And I mean, do I really have to say that I'm not telling you guys to kill them? Because they're gonna change, they're gonna mix up my verbiage in a way to make it seem like I'm saying that anyway. So why even try to defend it? What I'm saying is that we as a people probably aren't going to come to terms of like, yo, let's just kill all of these government officials. I just don't feel that in my heart, because I see the mercy that we've given these bitch ass crackers since now. I don't feel that in my heart. And I feel like every time we try to say something and try to do something, they're going to make it seem like looters from our community ruined everything, when 9 times out of 10, that's not what happened. Now, unfortunately, I live in one of these nut-ass states where y'all niggas put black folks back so far that it's a couple niggas that's really going to come out the woodworks and really fuck some shit up. Because y'all niggas try to put us so far in the back, it's disgusting. But at the same time, I'ma still say this. I don't give a fuck about none of these companies. Because guess what? The majority of these companies ain't owned by us. And guess what? If we had the chance to own half of these companies, we would. But we don't. And the motherfuckers that own these companies know that. And that's a fact. So, man. Bro. At this point, dog, I'm telling y'all how I feel, bro. If you feel a different way, you feel a different way. I'm not going back and forth with motherfuckers about their opinion. Dog, I'm gonna tell you. I'm going to tell you this if you comment on it, and I'm going to tell you it now. If you comment, I'm going to just be like, I understand where you're coming from. That's how you feel. Because it's a simple fact. Just that. I understand where you're coming from, and that's how you feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so many people that think niggas that put out content, supposed to put out content that agree with everybody, that's supposed to conform to everybody's points of views and all that shit. Suck my dick, bro. That's not what got me listeners on this podcast. I say how the fuck I feel. If you think another way, you make a podcast thinking that other way, bitch ass nigga. Like, And that's not even about this podcast. It's just about certain creative shit I be doing. I be like, yo, bro, if you disagree with me so much, if you got so much to say, make your own shit saying that shit. But seriously, bro, getting back to the important issue at hand. It's way more than how somebody feels about you because of the way you look. The people that feel that way, those are low frequency individuals. And the fight towards where we want to get to isn't going to be against those low frequency individuals. The fight that we're going to get to is going up against the people that cause this division, and the people that condition these low frequency thinking individuals. A motherfucker that wants to kill somebody, but just because they're black, isn't the motherfucker that's in charge. No, the motherfucker that's in charge is going to be the motherfucker that wants to come to your community meeting about getting the neighborhood cleaned up. That's the motherfucker that's in charge. We have to break down systems, okay? All of this bullshit that people are telling you about explaining racism to these stupid-ass crackers that refuse to understand is a waste of time. It's a waste of time, bro. How can you make a 50-year-old person that's decided to stay, to hold on to their views their whole life, how can you convince them to change their views? Especially as being a quote-unquote colored person. Explain to me how you're going to be able to get them to prevent their views. Especially if they're an educated individual. Come on, bro. It's not a, it's crazy to say this because I get so emotional over the optics of it, but bro, this isn't a thing about educating people, a thing about people not knowing any better, a thing about people just not being raised that way. This is a systematic thing, bro. I'm talking about these people that have had money for hundreds of years. This is how they wanted it to go. That's why it works so good now. It's not about feeling, bro. We have to crush everything that's been encompassed in this fictional American dream. And I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I don't know if I'm ready for that. Because that may take my life. That may take my freedom. But it just being my opinion, I think that that's going to be the only way to overcome this. Because number one, we're not going to do it with all black people. Why aren't we going to do it with all black people? Because there's been too many black people that have come into financial reassurance by playing with the system. Like, bro, it's niggas that's telling people about statistics when we can see this shit on TV that we getting killed. Like, bro, I don't give a fuck if it tell you that 0.033 black people get killed compared to 0.004 white people get killed. Nigga, I'm seeing this all over the place. It's so many distractions put into this bullshit. So many fucking distractions, bro. Where it's like, how are we really gonna reach the goal at hand? Y'all niggas is arguing over a J. Cole song that I know that all of y'all didn't listen to. Why do I know that all of y'all didn't listen to it? Because you're taking everything he said out of context. You're pulling it from some popular nigga or popular female got interpreted because they knew that they were going to be able to manipulate you all by the way they interpreted it. It's nasty, bro. It's nasty. Like, social media, and it's crazy to say this as a podcaster, bro, in a couple of years, I'll probably only be using social media as a business, because nothing that you get from there is going to help you. Because guess what? The people that have actually made it, they don't just give advice. No, they want to talk down to you. And this is why I have this theory about how we can't come together, because the black folks that get there and get to where everybody wants to be, oh, they just talk down to niggas all day. Y'all would just rather argue with a motherfucker than to actually get some shit done. That's crazy to me. Everything that you say, you claim you so much about helping your people. But everything that you're saying is trying to make someone feel lesser than. That's not how we do it, y'all. That's not how we do it. A lot of these things that are out right now, man, when you, well, I'm not going to say when you, because I don't want to make it seem like I have all the answers. But when I look at it, a lot of this shit that celebrities say, a lot of the stuff that they're pushing, is mainly pushing the agenda of the other people. And y'all can take that the way y'all want to take it. I'm not going to say any names, but all I can say to end this segment out is that systematic racism is working better than it's ever been before.
All right, so let's get into Lecrae, man. He was in the headlines because of something of what he didn't say when he had a conversation with two white males. One of them spoke about a white blessing. He said that white privilege should be called a white blessing. I'm going to try to get through this. I'm not going to pause it because I just want to get through it, and I'm just going to hit it on the head once it's all over, so we're going to talk about what's going on this. Let's go.
It's interesting because I feel like on the inside of the church, we're fighting this historical context you talk about. In other words, we love the blessing of the cross, but we don't love to sit in it and realize this is what God's asking me to do, to die to myself and to live for Him. Whatever context that's going to look like for me. But I want to flip that upside down, because I think the other side of it is true with our nation's history. We understand the curse that was slavery, white people do, and we say that was bad, but we miss the blessing of slavery, that it actually built up the framework for the world that white people live in. Yes. And lived in. And so a lot of people call this white privilege, and when you say those two words, it just is like a fuse goes off for a lot of white people, because they don't want somebody telling them to check their privilege. And so I know that you and I both have struggled in these days with, hey, if the phrase is the trip up, let's get over the phrase and let's get down to the heart.
Sure.
Let's get down to what then do you want to call it. And I think maybe a great thing for me is to call it white blessing, that I'm living in the blessing of the curse that happened generationally. Mm-hmm. That allowed me to grow up in Atlanta. And you know, you're talking about being 57. If you were 57, I can't imagine being that old, Dan, and being 57. But I said to our church, Lecrae, a few weeks ago, when I was born, the day I was born on Boulevard at Georgia Baptist Hospital in 1958, black people did not have equal rights in this city. Not my grandparents' lifetime or their lifetime, in my lifetime. This is right now.
Okay, I don't know where he's getting, and I don't really want to hear him say anything else. I see that Lecrae isn't straightening him, bro. And this is my problem with it, bro. My problem with it is the fact that because at first I refused to watch this and listen to it. This is the furthest that I've gotten of this 4-minute and 31-second video. It's at 1 minute and 52 seconds right now. And I refuse to listen to it because I already know the BS that some white folks say in the church, bro. If you haven't listened to every episode, bro, I was in Bible school at a point in time pursuing ministry. And it wasn't like no race stuff that made me stop. I just, and this is my belief, you know what I'm saying? You know, Christians like to see it differently. My belief was that, bro, I can't do this right now. I don't have the means to do this right now. Everybody else, you know, and I wasn't comparing myself to everybody else, but I'm just like, everybody I see in here is either older, established, you know, career-wise, and, you know, they have the time. Or, you know, they have the time that they can use to pursue this thing because the money's already there. Or there's people that, you know, live with their parents and they get taken care of by their parents. I was neither of them. I was, like, literally going to college and working as well. So I wasn't making enough money. My living situation wasn't the best. So I said, you know what? I need to make more money because I'm not just going, you know, I'm sorry. I couldn't blindly, you know, follow God at that point, man. So, you know, and, you know, at some people might say that may have been a mistake because, you know, how you believe and we're not really going to go into all of that. But this is my problem, bro. My problem is that what makes you think you should be able to dictate something that you aren't affected by negatively? Like, this whole white fragility thing is extremely crazy, and it just proves to me how a lot of, you know, people that think this way, they're really heartless. We're talking about systematic oppression. We're talking about the three strikes rule. We're talking about the crack laws compared to cocaine laws. This is the white privilege that we're talking about. We're talking about how, and I forget what the woman's profession was, but there was some a well-known person that basically laid down a whole laundry list of crimes that she's committed within her life, and she doesn't have a criminal record. She's committed like 5 more crimes than I have, but I have a record. Not a bad record, but I have, you know, mistakes have been made in life. You being fully aware of that, because you just said that, you know, it was a blessing to get set up like that. That's crazy. That's fucking crazy, okay? It's not a blessing. It's the evil work of the individuals that we like to call forefathers, those racist slave owners. It's not a blessing. It's something that was stolen, and you guys stole it from us, and now you're reaping the benefits of stealing labor, stealing lives, and stealing, like, literal humanity and fairness when it comes to that, bro. My problem with McCray is that he said that he felt that, you know, he didn't want to respond because he wasn't going to respond nicely. This is my problem with Christianity. Bro, you're not a doormat. You don't have to be a doormat just because you follow Christ, okay? You don't always have to be nice just because you follow Christ, especially in a time like this, in a situation like this, being the person that you are. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Lecrae, but this is Lecrae's wheelhouse as far as speaking about the black community and the plight and the struggle that we go through. So you don't get to be nice just because you're on TV, because I guess he was, you know, when he did his little response, he was saying something happened a few years ago, and it's like, bro, you don't have to be disrespectful, but you can say something. And it's not to bash Lecrae. I don't really want to bash the brother, because he did come back and say what he had to say and cleared it up. You know, I don't think it was a good reason. I still don't think he should respond the way he responded. But he came back and cleaned it up. He took responsibility. But, bro, this happens to a lot of black folk in church. Especially if you go to a church that's not a black church. I've heard several different occasions of people speaking about, like, things that have happened to them, and like there was this female that used to always try to make it known that when something bad happened to her, it was from black people. And I always wanted to say, why does that matter? You know what I'm saying? Because there's bad people everywhere, so why is it that you always want to highlight that it was black people? And this was my friend. This is also an individual that has said nothing about anything that's going on, and has is acting like life is just amazing. It's alarming to me especially when you indulge in black men. That's very alarming in our culture. It's very alarming that your significant other, an individual that is very much a part of the hip hop culture, not a black person, but has mostly black friends, dresses black, very influenced by us, hasn't said anything either. It's very alarming. But I'm not surprised. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, bro, it just because you want to respond disrespectfully, it's not the best to just not say anything and let this go on like it went on, because you see that he just kept saying goofy stuff, bro, and I'm sure he was going to keep saying goofy stuff if I kept listening to the video. You got to stop it, bro. You got to stop it, and especially when it comes to people that claim that they're not racist. You have to educate them. You have to correct them, because if you don't, who is? You're a person of high regard. So I'm sure they would listen to you. You're not an idiot. I'm pretty sure Lecrae has his preaching credentials, if I'm not mistaken. He may not, but that's not the point, bro. I'm just sick of people, black folk that's in the church, just letting people say stupid shit. You have the wherewithal to respond intelligently without being rude or aggressive or anything like that. You can correct them, okay? Let's normalize correcting stupid shit that white Christians say, because they say a lot of stupid shit, okay? Bruh, I remember when, there was this video about, if Jesus is black or white, blah, 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 and they're like, oh, it doesn't matter. Okay, if it doesn't matter, why change the image of him? Because there's no way he was a white man. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of goofy stuff. And it's sick. It's sick, bro. It's sick. And it has to stop, bro. We're not trying to convince people, change their mind or anything. But give them the information. Give them the information. That's all I'm saying. It's confusing, because it's like, bro, you're supposed to stand up for people. That's what you rap about. That's what you do. You know what I'm saying? It's not just in your lyrics. You really do this. He really does this. So it's not fair to your people like me that follow you for you to just let somebody say something like this and not say anything because you don't want to be looked at a certain way, or you don't want, you know, because, bro, sometimes it has to be like that. Like, bro, I'm not one of those people that believes that you should be nice 100% of the time, because people take advantage of that. You know what I'm saying? People prey on that. So sometimes you have to put your foot down and let people know you're not going to be handled like that, and you're not going to be able to say ignorant stuff that around me like that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have enough choices. Y'all have enough choices. Don't tell us what to call your fucking privilege. No, it's white privilege. It's not a fucking blessing. If it was a fucking blessing, it would have been from God. No, it came from you and your fucking grandfathers and forefathers and all that shit that made this, that made it like that, that came over here and stole everything and pillaged fucking the whole fucking country and then killed us. It's not a fucking blessing. Who is this guy? Is he a preacher? Because if he's a preacher, y'all need to check. I think he is a preacher. They need to check him. That's crazy to say, and be a preacher. That's crazy. I'm off this, man. As you guys know, I'm a J. Cole fan. A very avid J. Cole fan. He's my favorite artist, favorite rapper. Some of you may know I'm also a really big No Name fan. What we're going to do on this subject I'm not really going to talk about the subject because it's nowhere near as important as anything else that's going on or any other topic that I've talked about. And I'm not really with the division. I'm not really going to say my opinion on it because, bro, it's not a big deal right now. It's just not. But what I will say is I'll bring this together, and I kind of don't understand the masses. Number one, the fact that, you know, there was a big uproar that no rappers were talking about, you know, the current events that are going on. I was confused at that point because these guys are rappers. These women are rappers. They make songs, you guys. They make songs for a living. They have to appeal to the masses to make money off of this, okay? I'm not sure why we want to hear from people that make songs about social justice. Now, hear me out. Listen to what I'm saying, because I obviously can tell that a lot of listening wasn't done with all of this uproar. Bro, those aren't the people that are going to help us come out of this. I don't, like, that. This is my big problem with how we idolize freaking entertainers when you have to entertain and appeal to everybody to make that money. So, in some way or another, you're going to whore yourself out. So why are we going to look towards quote-unquote whores to lead us to a better America? You know what I'm saying? I think that it's extremely idiotic to look to those people, because we see that, you know, hearing the words of Trina and other people so many times in the past years, that you can tell that a lot of these people aren't really in touch with politics and reality. They just say anything or they parrot things. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to know why we're not looking for, you know, people that's jobs actually to make change, like politicians or activists, to say anything. I think they would say something more helpful than a rapper. You know what I'm saying? It's a fine line, because I love music, and music does cause change, but it's an art. It's an art. Art is very different from social justice and politics, okay? The fact that J. Cole actually did say something and he got bashed for it it's not even the fact that he got bashed, it's the reason he got bashed. Showing, and it just shows that, like, it seemed like people were just wanting something to jump on, and they didn't. I didn't even know that, you know, No Name made any comments about, you know, rappers not doing nothing, and I'm not going to look it up, because, again, we don't need that, bro. It seems like throughout this time, people meaning us, black folk, have tried to find every reason to divide us some way. You know, you people talk about, you know, we're going, you know, we're trying to, you know, push the Black Lives Matter thing, which, number one, I don't even follow that, because I'm sorry, I don't really trust big corporations that are quote unquote for black people, just by looking at the history of black people, okay? I don't really follow that. I'm not, you know, that guy. But the reason why it's always in my mouth is because people want to combat it with fucking All Lives Matter. That's the only reason I talk about it. Shoot, bro, I was going to finish what I was talking about. I forgot what I was going to say. But speaking of the All Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter thing, this is my thing. And I don't know if anybody, I've never heard anybody say this. I'm not trying to make it seem like, oh, I'm the first person to figure it out. But y'all don't think that it's crazy that people try to combat police murdering us on camera in cold blood for no reason with effects of systematic racism? When you want to talk about black on black crime, number one, it's not real, because
if it was real, white-on-white crime would be a term. Clearly, you know, you just, you kill who you're surrounded by. You commit crimes on your neighbor, okay? Clear. It's not a difficult concept to grasp, but it's just the cracker's way of pulling for straws to try to turn the conversation into something that it isn't, so that they won't have to show any accountability or admit to stuff that's being done wrong. You got to understand, I tweeted this a couple weeks ago. Bro, if systematic oppression stopped, systematic racism ended, there wouldn't be an epidemic of kings killing kings, or our women, being treated the way they were treated, because there'd be more people that can provide for their children, meaning there will be less people that resort to drugs because they come to a place in life where they feel like they can't succeed. There'll be less crime, meaning that more fathers are going to be in the house. More mothers will be in the house present as well. So people, more and more children will have a parent and more attention. And then on top of the fact, if this ends, this systematic oppression ends, maybe a lot of us, our parents, won't have to work so hard to make ends meet. Maybe they'll have a chance, you know, to get a trade or something like that. And they'll have more time to be attentive to their children. It's crazy when you think of it. And that's why I don't have conversations with people who rebuttal me talking about a person that was killed for no reason with something that really has nothing to do with the situation, because you're just wanting to talk in circles. Man, I hope that the majority of artists have the mindset of, you know, have self-confidence and don't depend on social media to give them confidence or to, you know, just give them life, in that the opinions of others, when you speak your opinion, doesn't crush them, because it's ridiculous to be the way people be doing artists, man. It's crazy. But it comes from the fact that people idolize these individuals, and then when you realize, wow, they're a normal person like they weren't before you... I don't understand that shit. But when you realize that they're a normal person, now you're let down. You know, it's crazy that we're pushed... It's so contradiction, so much contradiction in our generation. We push, you know, being heartless, being a savage, you know, oh, doing this, that, and the third, you know, it's now cool for women to be out here doing all of this, that, and the third. I never had a problem with it, because that has nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know, I know my stance on the whole stuff. But at the same time, we hold every fucking entertainer with a fucking microscope. Like, bro, people that cancel people, are you guys like the elite of the society? Are you guys like the most morally straightforward people in society? Because it's like, people act like nobody can make mistakes, bro. No one can make mistakes. No one can, you know, fuck up. Like, do you fuck up? You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. I didn't want to talk about it, but I have to say it, bro. Like, I don't have a problem with, you know, women doing what they're supposed to do. I love it. You know what I'm saying? The fact that black women are the most educated people in America, that's awesome. Okay? But I don't really like the fact that, oh, one person does something, whether it be good or bad, whether you took it out of context, whether they really just did some fucked up shit, and now all men are blamed. Like, bro, I'm sorry. And it's, you know, it's not the time to say it. But like, bro, it's not my fault. It's not my fault as a man if when another man does some fucked up shit to a woman, when I was nowhere in the vicinity to even try to intervene. That's not my fault. I did not fail anyone. because of someone else's actions. No, that man failed them. That's the really annoying. Like when it's just, oh, somebody does something stupid and it's a straight male bash. When like, bro, it's a lot of stuff that women can do better as well in relationships with men. But we never talk about that. We never talk about it. You know, anytime anyone has to rebuttal with that, you're shut down because you're called a misogynist or you're called this, that, and the third. And you're not even really doing the characteristics of that thing. But in this day and age, you can just use trigger words on somebody and all of a sudden, the wolves are on them. It's ridiculous, bro. I really hope that people actually think for themselves in real life. I hope that like the shit that y'all do on the internet is not how y'all live your life, because you're, bro, you have to make your own decisions in life. The whole group thing shit is out, bro. The whole point of like people changing their opinion to fit in on an app on the internet is really ridiculous. Is it that? I don't get it, bro. And, you know, the reason why I don't get it is because I've never been, you know, quote-unquote cool or the in crowd. I've always been myself. And I've always unapologetically been myself. Anybody who's ever tried to make me feel bad about being myself, they usually come around because they admire that I'm not scared to be myself. I don't care if you judge me because I'm me, and you not liking me because I'm me isn't gonna bother me. You know what I'm saying? I would say that I don't get it, bro, because we live in one of the most free countries in the world, yet everybody wants to police everybody. It's stupid, bro. It's stupid. I would urge, you know, people that like thinking for themselves, don't let that shit affect you, bro. Just because it's the norm on the internet that, oh, we care about everything that everybody got to say about us. Oh, this, that, and the third. Fuck that, bro. That's not real life. People that are so worried with what other people have to say about what they're doing aren't going to make it far. And if they do make it far, they're going to be extremely stressed out because you're going to be trying to prove yourself to everybody, bro. As long as you're doing right and doing what you're supposed to do, fuck what everybody else has to say, man. I remember when I went to go see my grandmother right before she passed, and she was telling me, like, people, like, literally, like, people buy, you know, choose to live where they want to live because of what other people think. People choose to drive what they want to drive, the way they dress. And I'm like, what kind of life is that, bro? Just literally imagine trying to make every move based on what someone else is going to say about you. And when you don't even know how that person feels about themselves. Because most of the time, people that speak down to people constantly and always are worried about what somebody else is doing is because they're not happy with what's going on in their life. So you want to let that type of person control you? Seriously? Come on, man. But yeah, bro, this is this is crazy. But you know, I would just urge y'all to like stay the course, man, because it's still crazy shit happening. You know what I'm saying? It's still crazy shit happening. Stay the course, bro, because if we divide, and all of this that we've done will be put to shit. You know what I mean? So, stay the course. One thing I wanted to talk about. There was a line where, and I don't have this shit pulled up. But basically, J. Cole was basically saying, you know, instead of, you know, you're more woke than me, but that doesn't give you the license, and I'm paraphrasing, that doesn't give you the license to speak down to me because of it. And it doesn't, bro. And that's something that I see with a lot of black people, bro. Like, they get to a certain stage in life, whether it be, like, monetary, whether it be spiritual. And I'm always seeing people talking down to other people who not reached that stage, bro. That's crazy, bro. Like, it... And I understand it because, bro, especially people that, like, you know, say that they want to help people financially. Like, I'm sure it can be annoying when people are, like, anytime you give out information that's free, and then people comment and giving every excuse to why they can't do that. I would be fed up with that, too, and I'd probably talk crazy to a couple people as well. But I feel like, bro, if your thing is trying to make people, you know, rich or trying to make people wealthy or just make a little bit more money, I feel like you should be a little more empathetic, a little bit more sincere. And your frustrations of anything, I don't think we should have to see that, bro, because that's not really professional. You know what I'm saying? If you're sitting here making a condescending comment, saying something, and then trying to say, like, basically, you stupid niggas don't know about this, and then I ask you, yo, tell me about it, and you say, oh, look it up. No. You said we don't know. You must know. Why not tell us? It's not, oh, she got to teach you everything. Number one, he didn't ask No Name to teach her everything. He said, help him. Y'all can't help people. What is the reason that y'all really doing this thing? And I'm not saying it at No Name because y'all, that was y'all response. But that's the same thing that some people say. It's like, bro, what's the reason that you're doing this? Are you doing this to stun us and to make yourself feel better? Or are you doing it to help someone? You know what I'm saying? Like, another thing, bro, and dog, you're never going to hear me whining about prices. You know what I'm saying? If something's quality and it's made by an entrepreneur and I want it, I'm going to buy it. I'm not going to sit here and try to argue with you about the price. Like, bro, if it's quality and you did it well, I'm going to buy it. But it's kind of crazy that y'all people that want to help people make money that's broke be charging on like literally not even an arm and a leg, a whole motherfucking body. Dog, I seen a motherfucker real estate class for $3,000. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying, bro. If a motherfucker don't got no money and they have a full-time job, maybe even have another job, and they're trying to find a way to make more money, you think you're going to have $3,000 just to give to the course? Come on, bro. And, bro, it's not that you don't invest in yourself, but, like, bro, it's some people that it could take them 2 to 3 years to save up $3,000 to just spend it and not hurt them. Is your course going to be around 2-3 years from now? Is it even going to be at the same price point 2 to 3 years from now? We kind of have to meet each other where we at somehow. You know what I'm saying? And I know that, you know, the whole course thing, it's a fad right now. So it's a lot of people that's getting into that shit that's not really trying to help people. But, we got to meet somewhere, okay? But in closing, y'all, let's stop trying to find ways to argue with each other. I myself am just not engaging in any arguments, you know what I'm saying? You disagree with me, you want smoke with me, you can type it, you know what I'm saying? You can type it on, you know, under my videos, on my pages and all that. You won't be getting a response because I'm not going to sit here and talk about, oh, I want this to change. This is killing me. Literally, this is killing me mentally. But then I'm going to turn around and fight with my brother or my sister. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that. Okay? That's ass backwards. But, we haven't talked about music because, number one, not much music has been coming out. Number two, that's not really my focus right now. What I will say about a couple of things that I spoke about a little bit a couple weeks ago, I have to come on my platform and correct myself. I wasn't listening to the Future album in the right setting. I've listened to it several times since that episode where I went over it. And that shit is a banger. High Off Light is a fucking banger. I have not listened to one of... I don't think I've listened to it like a third time. So I want to listen to that as well because I had some shit to say about that. And people really have that project in high regard. So I want to listen to that a little bit more. Mental health wise, bro. I'm all right. I finally go back to work next week, bro. With a better paying job than the one that I lost, or the one that I left, and the one that put me through like a whole mental breakdown. Higher paying, better hours, better schedule, less stressful. Job's actually gonna be easier, so I'm blessed because of that, bro. I'm still gonna be podcasting and stuff every week because I love doing this and this is what I like to do. And you know, I can't stop now. But I'm probably gonna stop, you know, slow down on my other stuff that I do like on YouTube and shit because I really wanna get my life in order so that, you know, what happened last time won't happen again, or at least we'll be a little bit more prepared mentally, shit, financially, everything. I really want to get my house in order, so to speak. I want to focus on what I'm doing because this is a great opportunity. And, you know, it's chances to move up and all that. And we got to seize the opportunity with that, bro. Excuse me, because unfortunately right now, my passion not paying. Like, it's not paying at all. So, I gotta focus on what's paying. And then once I get my little groove going on, then we back. But I definitely want to focus on that, bro. One thing I will say, since we was talking about, you know, entrepreneurs and stuff. Please don't let nobody shame you out of making money, bro. Don't let nobody shame you to quit your job because to be an entrepreneur. Number one, bro. Everybody can't be an entrepreneur. It would be great if all black people could, so that we can have more freedom, more financial literacy, and more just capital and power. It's not what happened, bro. How is society going to work with nobody being workers? How are entrepreneurs going to have a business with nobody working for them? So be wary of entrepreneurs that shame you for having a job. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. The way that the world works, people have to have regular jobs. Some people aren't those mega minds and the people that can work 70, 80 hours a week, bro. Some people can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Some people can't do that. Some people don't want to do that. And I personally don't think that in this society of America that you should have to work your ass off, get gray hairs at fucking 30, you know what I'm saying, and to be an enslaved to be able to be well off. I don't feel that. I feel like if you go to college, you get a job in a profession, and you are successful in that profession, that you should be able to reach some type of comfortability. And it's the way that this system is set up, it's not set up like that. You know what I'm saying? Now, what I will say is that if you do want to be one of those people that works for themselves, that's, you know, we're very well off, that has mad money to blow, you're going to have to, you know, work those 70, 80, 90 hour weeks. You're going to have to do what it do. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think that it should be set up like that. That's just my personal opinion. But, yeah. Podcast pretty much a little longer than what we've been doing, but I had a lot of things to say, so hopefully, you know, this helped you guys, or this was entertaining, and that's all we got for this week. We out.